Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight, mad as glass, Monday night, live from New York. All right, Arlo Guthrie and the Great Hawk.
Sorry.
On Inner Sight. And
Shoot.
Good Morning America. One, the version of the John Denver version, the last verse, he says, "Good night, America, we love you." And this song gave me a brainstorm today, went through my mind, and I was walking down the road, and I came to a pole, which I assume, I can't read it, but I assume was a stop sign. And then running my hand up and down the pole, I noticed that it had many, many openings where more signs could be put on. And it made me think, how many people in this country, not only the disabled, but the parents of the disabled, have been paying taxes for how many years, and part of that tax money goes into making sure and reading labels, making sure that... Stop that breathing in the phone, please.
No problem.
Goes toward making things accessible, making things legible, because of safety purposes. So the next question is, how many people who pay taxes have been left out of that? Where is the accessibility that we have paid for all these years? Now, tomorrow morning, first thing, call our lawyer, and I'm going to say, listen, we want to do a class action lawsuit because we the disabled, millions of us, have paid taxes for all these years. Our parents paid taxes. Their parents paid taxes, and many of those families had disabled members. And the purpose of the lawsuit, we don't want the government to go broke and pay us all a large amount of money. No. We want the government to guarantee us that we will not be put in a nursing home. That would be the outcome of the lawsuit. Now, that's another way to get rid of these nursing homes, because if nobody can go there, if you got the money to stay out, the next thing is, what the hell do you need them for? So that's the lawsuit that blew up in my brain, in my mind. I don't know if we'll ever get it, because people are so damn afraid of everything. But can you imagine the headlines of that lawsuit? Disabled activists bring a lawsuit to stop because of all the tax money that was paid and non-accessibility, to demand that the government guarantee that no one gets put into a nursing home. Of course, the newspapers will trump it up a different way. You know, they'll have some kind of fancy headline, but who cares? But if we could get a lawsuit, now I'm sure that we can get wherever possible, every independent living center in this country to support that, if they could. It would be Inner Sight, would be all the independent, and would be, I mean, we should get at least a million people in a class action on a lawsuit like that. So we're going to go for it. We're going to try. Any lawyers out there interested, contact Inner Sight. You're looking for publicity? Here's the way to get it. I believe the basis is there for this lawsuit, because all this money has been paid in by millions of us and our parents, and it has not been used to give us accessibility at the same time that it's been used to give everybody else accessibility. And that goes for everything. Can't read, signs, buildings you can't get into. All that tax money is used for that in one way or another. Roads, bridges, you know, all the traffic lights you can't read. You got to fight for that. So I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. It's a shot. The hardest part is going to be to get someone to get it, to take it on. So that's our latest revelation of InnerSight, that we truly believe that we have been left out, and that this money has all been misused on our behalf, that we paid. Every time you go to a store, you're paying taxes. How much of that tax goes to put up a sign on a building or whatever it is, you know, a street sign that we can't read? Well, there you have it. I want to report that we offered prayers for my friend's uncle Brian, and he's back home doing well. He had a heart operation, so we're happy to hear that Brian's doing good. And we got a report on Johnny, who is the son of one of our volunteers, Liz. John is in the hospital, but he's alive. And the last report was that they don't know why his brain is bleeding. So I'm hoping that they're going to seek people who may be able to find out why. You know, one of the worst things that happens here, and this is a mad, is these stupid doctors with this stupid protocol. You know, you can't bring in another doctor to a hospital. That has to go. Concern should be helping the person to stay alive, not some stupid rules that they made up. So InnerSight offers prayers, and my guide dog, Charabelle, is an angel, I believe it. And we're going to hope that they smarten up at this hospital, I'm not going to mention the name of it, and get a doctor over there who knows what the hell they're doing, and possibly why John is losing blood through the brain. All right, InnerSight, Mad or Glad Monday. I got a note from a woman who insists that the service dog school is a license. Well, where's the license? What organization licensed the schools? If that's so, where's the regulations, and how do you get a fair hearing? A few years ago, I spoke at the VA, and the Guide Dog School, Guide Dog Foundation, that had a hand in killing Milton, the guide dog, was there, and they admitted that they weren't licensed. So people are misinformed. These schools are not licensed. They're not regulated. They take advantage of people many times by denying them a dog, raising a lot of money, and keeping the money. So I don't know where people get this idea from, but I'd like to know if they are licensed. And this woman suggested that I call the guide dog school. Well, we did that many, many times. Okay, if they're licensed, where's Michelle Krupa's fair hearing? Where are the regulations? the school that killed Milton the guide dog, they're not even looking at to put in regs in a preventative way. So don't be misinformed, world. There's no licensing of guide dog schools. There's no regulation. There's no government intervention. There's nothing to protect us or the dogs. All right, we're brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. And I want to thank Joanne Diamond from the bottom of my heart. Got 4 cases of dog food the other day, and also I got a text from her today telling me that she wants to get my dog a new harness. The handle broke. I had to improvise. I put on a new handle, but got the text today, and thank you so much, Joanne. I'll send you the particulars on Charabelle's measurement for that harness. Now, take note, because, you know, this is so, it's such a mad. Several years ago, when I needed a harness, the guide dog school wouldn't even sell me one. I wanted to pay for it. They would not sell me a harness. They are so damn belligerent toward many of us, you know, that it's horrible. And that's why you need regulations. Now, the school that used me years ago, the Guiding Eyes School, to raise $50,000 or $100,000 and then wouldn't replace my guide dog, they wouldn't sell me a harness either. I mean, this is how these agencies work. You know, why not make a friend with a blind person? Say, hey, all right, we'll donate the harness, or we'll even sell it to you. Tithe our school. You know, you got the podcast, you got the television show, you know. You see, they don't want us to advertise their school because they're afraid of the truth and the things that we say. That's why they don't want us to be involved. So thank you, Big East, the Key to Rescue. I'm hoping we are able to put the rescue's name on the harness. I want to see if we can do that. Inner Sight and the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East, the Key to Rescue at Verizon.net. And Joanne Diamond, thank you so much. Hey, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen. Catering. Good food. Bellport, New York. And, of course, the presence of Milton. This show brought to you by A Day for Milton. We're working on that in Pennsylvania. I'll be traveling there in a couple of weeks. Anybody would like to contribute to that trip, we'd greatly appreciate it. You know the help we can get. Traveling to Lancaster, Pennsylvania to try to hook up A Day for Milton. Got a couple of friends out there who may be very helpful. I'm going to bring a couple of the news articles and show them around. All right, Inner Sight and Shelby's Kitchen, and, of course, Milton, the great, great guide dog, lost his life because the trainer left him in the van in the middle of a heat wave at the Guide Dog Foundation. A horrible thing. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. This is Matt or Glad Monday. Call in number in a few minutes. If you want to call in and sound off about what you're mad about or glad about, on the inner site. Yes, brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them for their help, their latest donation, keeping the show on the air. Greatly appreciate that. And our up-and-coming news conference on the nursing homes, which is pending, and hopefully that'll get off the ground in December now. We had to juggle some things around with it. SILO had the full plate. All right, inner sight means freedom. Our inner sight hotline, 631-224-3090. Or if you want to call the show direct, more direct, it's 213-816-1650 on the Mad or Glad Monday night. Inner Sight, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, and all the beautiful youngsters. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Hey, we're brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food. Give Gary a call. Nobody Starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Once again, 484-3085. Talk to Gary. Nobody Starved on Long Island. You want to learn how to protect yourself, stay in shape? Call Devin Fernandez at the Third Eye Insight. Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464, 445-3464, Third Eye Insight. All right, this is Mad or Glad Monday. The number here is 213-816-1650, and you know, you hear about all our hearts go out for all those in the Middle East, all that trouble over there, craziness, and people hating on people. Horrible. You know, it's bad enough that people hate without violence, you know, but when they hate and they couple it with violence, it's even worse. So we're totally against the hatred and the violence of some of these groups and individuals. All right, Inner Sight. Man of Glad Monday. Engineer, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you're with us. Are there many callers on the line?
No, nothing right now, just us.
No calls. All right.
No calls.
Keep tabs on the line.
I will.
823 Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And, you know, it's really amazing how people, many people, are misinformed about what goes on with the disabled. I'll give you an example. A lot of people, perhaps thousands, maybe millions, don't realize that the money is available to keep people out of nursing homes, being used in the right way. Now, every independent living center has a program, or more than one program, with money coming in from the government to attempt. And I say attempt because you have to meet the standards, the criteria, and all this crap. To attempt to keep people out of nursing homes. Now, that means that the money is there. Money should be flexible. It should be used to keep the person out of the nursing home. The whole idea is a misconception. You know, because you have to meet a certain criteria. Then if you let's say they accept you, let's say you get on the program, and then 6 months later something changes and now you're not allowed to be on the program because something happened that doesn't fit in to their criteria. That's a waste of money. And I'll tell you something else. That is causing mental illness in this country. That's causing disabled people and people who submit to these programs tremendous stress, contributes to mental illness. Now, why the hell don't the doctors do something about that if they care about people? They're not doing a damn thing about that. They're just standing by and watching it happen. So people are misinformed. And that's why Inner Sight, because we're trying to get the message out there to inform people that you're paying all these taxes for these places, these horrible nursing homes, and the money to keep somebody out is not being utilized in the proper way. When the government set this whole thing up, they knew this. They made it this way. Why disabled people went along with it, that I don't know. You know, might be the old cliche, well, it's either this or nothing. You know, sometimes I think you'd be better off with nothing because you could attract people and let them know that the government doesn't put up a dime to keep a person out of a nursing home. You might be able to raise more money that way. But nevertheless, this is the situation, and money is there, and so many people who go on these programs will still wind up in a nursing home. Now, to me, that's a waste of money. And the money will still be coming in. But what do they do with the money in that case? That money that was supposed to be there to give this person some help. There's a question. I'd like to know the answer to that. If the person is denied the program and they go through the whole thing, let's say a year's worth of evaluation or whatever it is, and they don't fit into the criteria, who gets the money that is supposed to be allocated to help that person? Where does that money go? I guarantee you, world, it goes in somebody's pocket. See? Either some politician or some official or some, who knows. But I'll tell you something else. We're going to know because we're contemplating the first news conference of its kind to tell people that we have the solution to these nursing homes. Turn them into accessible housing. We don't need these places. We need something better. We need something that everybody will benefit from. An apartment, a house that you can get into, whether you're disabled or not. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and brought to you by A Day for Milton. Anybody out there would like to help you create A Day for Milton? As I said, we're traveling to Pennsylvania in a couple of weeks. Try to bring that about. And if you're in your state, your hometown, We'd like to honor a guide dog that was killed and make people aware that there's no regulation, no licensing for the schools. See, we want to improve these schools. We don't want to put them out of business. We want to improve them. So anybody out there who would like to orchestrate a day for Milton, we'd be happy to talk with you and help you do it. You know? I want to thank Ira Tucker for his help in helping to orchestrate the Day for Milton that we did last May here in New York. But we're looking to do it in other places. Call the Inner Sight hotline or drop us an email. InnerSight1620@gmail.com if you'd like to explore helping to do a Day for Milton. Or the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. All right, man, I'm glad Monday. And anything you're glad about or mad about, I heard on the news that the judge in this Trump thing fined Donald Trump $5,000 for a partial violation of the gag order. Now, what's $5,000 to Donald Trump? It's nothing, you know. He probably said to the judge, hey, I'll give you $25 if you leave me alone. Anyway, yeah, this is what's going on. I mean, people with big money get privileges, you know, especially if you're a former president of the United States. So that happens a lot. What's going on? I heard that these electric cars were in trouble with the law. You know, that a lot of these cars are turning out to be faulty and dangerous. Well, you know, it's all about money. Safety comes second. You know, and then later on you hear the announcement, this particular product was released when it wasn't safe. You hear about that down the road. So that's a big concern. and all of these so-called technological advancements, a lot of them are turning out to be unsafe. You know, I've tried to use my phone on certain things. I'm walking down the street. I ask my phone, what street am I on? They'll tell me, and they'll give me the address, supposedly, that I'm in front of. All right. Now, that helps a little bit. But what if you do if you don't have the phone with you? What do you do then? What do you do if the phone breaks? You know, these things break down. I mean, if you have signage there that people can read, now most people, I'm visually impaired. Most people who can see, they have a double protection. How come we don't? They've got their phone, plus they've got the signage that they can read. And they pay for that, taxes. Where's ours? How come we don't have that? And the other thing is, I was thinking of the other night when I was on this chat line talking to a couple of disabled people. Are the commissions for the blind in every state making sure that every blind person have all these devices that they need to go through life and use them, you know, and make things easier. If of course the person wants that. I wouldn't want to walk around with all these stupid devices. You know, I don't know how many you would need, but there's probably quite a few of them. So here it is again. You know, they're putting it on us, but are the commissions for the blind making sure that people have these things? They'll only make sure that you get it under certain circumstances. And number one on those circumstances is the fact that they can get money from the federal government. That's the only way that they're going to make sure that you get a laptop or whatever it might be. And then don't think you're going to get a new one. You're probably going to get one that was used by 150 people before you.
Excuse me, Frank.
So there you have it. We're being used all the way down the line. What?
I just wanted to let you know the laptop that was given to me before they canceled my case is still not working properly. So I'm just going to see when I have time, I'm going to buy myself a laptop. So I just wanted to let people know they're only for like surfing the web and nothing fancy like I'm trying to do with them.
Well, how old is it?
Not old at all. They're all brand new, what they gave me.
Wait a minute.
Laptop they gave me sucks.
Last week you told me they gave you used stuff.
Some of it, yeah. Not all of it.
Now, which it was? Some stuff was used and some was new.
Right. I had to buy used to make it work. So, because it was too expensive to buy it outright like that.
You had to buy what?
I had to buy some, like, cables and stuff so I can... They didn't provide me with any cables and stuff with certain things, so I had to buy some on my own.
So they gave you an incompleted piece of equipment.
Correct, and then they completed it time they came.
Typical of how the government works. You know?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, every time they visited you, they probably pulled in some money from the government.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, there you have it, you know. And, you know, people are going to say, oh, what are you complaining about? You're getting it. Well, this damn government owes us a hell of a lot more than they're giving us.
That's right.
Damn right. And with our idea, we're trying to save them money, which makes it even worse.
It's crazy.
We're not asking them to spend more money. We're asking them to mandate the agencies to be partners with us so we can help them raise the money to stay out of a nursing home, to get the things we need. Well, you see, there's the answer. They owe us, and we're trying to help them.
Yeah, right.
839 New York, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in, if you're on the line. Yeah, so this is what we have to deal with. You know, and depending on the atmosphere, depending on the time of year, depending on the presidential pending elections or politics or whatever, it's always different. You know, now is a good time to try to get things out of the government. Because they all want their candidate to be elected. Well, now you got more of a chance in many, many ways. But remember, the agency always comes first. They're not going to do anything unless they're going to make money on it and use the person to do it. All right, in a sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Let's see, tomorrow night is open mic. Wednesday is our nursing home show. We got to come up with a theme for that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep you posted on that. And Thursday, we're going to do the show that we missed last week, Equality. Money can buy equality. We'll explain that on Thursday night. And, of course, Friday is the funnies. So we'll goof around with that Friday night. Now, let's see. Louie will be here. Louie the Lip. And, yeah, you can look for Louie tomorrow night. He usually comes on and chatters about Friday. Well, that's the week for Inner Sight. Anybody like to suggest a program, or give us a call, or call the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090, or email Inner Sight, like Vision, Inner Sight, 1620@gmail.com. All right. We're planning for the future. We're trying to bring about a show on autism with a mom of a autistic child. Been talking to her, and we'll see if we can get that going. You know, people are so busy and trying to get things that they need. And these agencies will use us as much as they can. You know, and then they'll throw us out. Now, this happens all the time. By the very nature of the way things are set up, it happens. You know, the criteria. As I mentioned before, you can apply for these programs to stay out of a nursing home. You can be evaluated for a long period of time. You can be accepted, and then 3 months later, you can be thrown off.
That's the truth.
If your situation changes. Now, to me, that's a waste of money. Energy,
yeah,
and money. Mental strength.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be that way. But that's how the damn money is being wasted. And even though the person is thrown off, what happens to the remainder of the money that that person was supposed to get? I guarantee you.
Not with that person. Sorry.
Somebody. All right, Inner Sight. And as I mentioned at the outset, in case you missed it, because of all the tax money that millions of us have paid for years and years and years, we're going to try to get a class action suit to get the government to guarantee. Now, they've already got these programs, keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
All they got to do is modify them to guarantee that we won't be put in a nursing home. This would be our payment for all of the years that we paid taxes and didn't get the same equal accessibility that everybody else got. I mean, to me, it makes sense. Makes sense to have an action like that. But, you know, the legal system. The legal system is not set up to help the disabled. Remember that. Well, we got a million examples. Number one, the death of Milton.
Yeah.
Where's the legal system on the death of Milton and the fact that the guide dog school that killed Milton will not help Michelle to get another guide dog? Where's the legal system? There's no legal system to protect us there. And that's only one example. Where's the legal system when a person goes through evaluation of one of these programs to stay out of a nursing home? And they're evaluated and they get accepted. A couple of months later, they get thrown off because something changes in their life. I don't know if there's ever been I heard on the chat line, I don't know the details. I heard that one guy, they wanted to put him in a nursing home. And the woman who was talking, now I haven't verified this, said that he had a court case. He was able to get a lawyer. And he won. Now, I don't know, what did he win? You know, I mean, did he just win the right to be in his own home with the help that he needs that he can't afford? Is that what he won? That's not winning to me. If you win, that means they got to give you everything to keep you out. And I don't know if that's the case with this guy. As I said, I heard it third-handed. I didn't talk to this guy. But anyway, to say the least, it's a horrible, horrible system when you have to even go to court when the money is there to help you stay out of these horrible nursing homes. And yet, you have to go and fight to do it. Which means that the state doesn't want to keep you out. They want to try to push you in. These are the people that we're supposed to vote for, world. I'll vote for a local guy here, Ed Romaine, who issued the proclamation for Milton. He's got my vote. You know, but that's about it. I'm not voting for anybody else. But I'll vote for Ed. He signed off on the proclamation for Milton. I'll never forget it. It was a step forward. And we had one of the town officials read it at the day for Milton. So Ed got my vote because he did something. He did something in the right direction to try and help us. All right. So there's the example. What are these politicians doing? Try and help us to make a move. All right? Ed Romaine is the supervisor of the town here, one of the towns, and he at least did something to try and move forward to get the day for Milton. Thank you, Ed. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocate for the disabled. And the phone number here, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. at the InterSight line on the mad or glad. Thing you're mad about or glad about. You can talk about it right here. Our bottom line is to keep people free in their own home with the materials that they need to keep that freedom. That's what InterSight is about. That's what we promote. That's what we're about. So everything that we do centers around that. You know, to inform people, to let them know, you know, you're paying all these taxes. The money, in many, many cases, is going in somebody's pocket. It's not being used right. And it's so ironic because whenever we talk about these things, a week or two or a month later, or 2 months later, you'll hear something. Oh, so-and-so pocketed X amount of dollars that was supposed to be there to help a person do get A, B, and C. It'll come out. Bound to come out. The truth will flourish. The truth will come out. And that's what InterSight is about.
Yeah.
So you can go to our website if you'd like to make a donation to keep the information flowing on this show. Donate through the PayPal. InterSight.info. That's all you need. Look us up. And I want to thank all our friends, Philo, for their donation, Suffolk Bus Corp, my friend Tony and Jen, his wife, for their latest donation. I want to thank Kennedy for the pledge of his donation. I want to thank the Islip Cleaner. All these people, and there'll be a lot more, have reason to help InterSight because they don't like what's going on. See, once they find out, a lot of them are shocked. You know, what do you mean? What do you mean the guide dog school is not licensed? How could they not be licensed?
Mm-hmm.
They're dealing with people's lives. I gave them $1,000 donation. Why aren't they helping this woman get another dog? All right, the dog's dead. Whose fault? We know it was the trainer's fault. Who else was involved? We don't know. But the point being, why aren't they helping this woman who needs a guide dog? And we submit that they're not helping her because they're guilty. They don't want
mm-hmm.
the truth to come out. They don't want people to know the whole story. But when people find out about that, they're flabbergasted. You know, then they look at the article. They look it up on the news. And by the way, if you want to see it on the news, look it up on CBS with Carolyn Gustoff. I don't know who did it on Fox, but those are the two networks that carried the story of Milton. And, of course, local here on Long Island, Channel 12, those are some of the outlets. And you can see Milton, of course, on our InterSight.info. If you'd like to make a donation to promote licensing and regulations of the school, please do so. Go to InterSight.info. I don't know if anyone else that's raising money to regulate and make these schools better? We're the only ones that I know of.
That's true.
So go to InnerSight and do something about the death of Milton. What can you do? Help us promote the fact that we want safety in these schools. Because obviously, it's not enough. There's got to be a lot more. And the school isn't doing anything about it. They won't even help Michelle get another dog. That's a mad all the way down the line, all the way around the world.
Mm-hmm.
That is a major mad for anyone who finds out about this. All right, InnerSight, we're going to be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. I want to thank all our friends and people who keep us on the air. Thank you so much. InnerSight means Freedom Advocate for the Disabled. Our hotline is 631-224-3090. And happy to hear that some of our prayers are helping people who are fighting for their lives. Keep them up. Keep those prayers up. John, who's in the hospital. Brian, who now is home. If anyone else would like prayers for their loved one to be offered, you know, give us a call. I'll send us an email. InnerSight.
Bank.
1620@gmail.com. What?
I just would like to mention one thing. Anybody who's in the Middle East right now, I pray for everybody to get out of this, like, warlike situation. So I know some of my cousins passed away, so just wanted to add that. And they were young cousins. They weren't older.
Yeah, well, that would be nice to get out of that.
Yeah, sure would.
The violence in this world.
Too much.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow. So much. InnerSight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Our InnerSight number. Thank you very much. Goodbye, world. InnerSight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.